Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Members-elect of the House of Representatives of the 69th Legislature of the State of Montana, please come to order. We will now have the posting of the colors by the Montana National Guard. Please rise.
And with that, the Montana Legislature began its 2025 session just as it has for the past 136 years. And just as we have for the past 20 years, this legislative update will switch to a daily broadcast for the entire length of the four-month session. That said, opening day is one of our favorite days. It's a day filled with hope and optimism. Families, rather than lobbyists, fill the House and Senate galleries. Republicans and Democrats are still greeting each other with big smiles, handshakes, and hugs, and the possibilities for a successful session seem endless. This is especially true for freshmen who still can't believe they got elected. For the old guard and lobbyists who have been around for a while, exuberance is tempered by experience and political reality, but even they get caught up in the euphoria of a new session. This is especially true for Republicans who are still trying to analyze the full range of possibilities that resulted from November's electoral red wave, the results of which were on full display at a swearing-in ceremony for the statewide elected officials on the steps of the Capitol. For the first time in our lifetimes, Republicans control every single statewide elected office. It's a huge opportunity, but also a huge responsibility, as it's up to them and them alone to perform. As the minority party, Democrats have no power to push an agenda. Their wish list is basically dead on arrival. Their job is to criticize and hold the majority party's feet to the fire. The Republicans' job, on the other hand, is to govern. They are the party entirely responsible for the final outcome of the session. As was made clear in speeches on the House and Senate floor, two of the biggest issues facing this legislature are tax reform and judicial reform. For 2 years, legislators have heard from their constituents that property taxes are out of control. As a result, tax reform will be front and center. In addition, legislators are laser-focused on the judiciary. In a speech yesterday on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Tom McGillivray said, quote, "The voters want court reform. Article 7 of the Montana Constitution, no less than 20 times, says that the legislature plays a role in developing a judicial system for the state of Montana." He went on to say, quote, "I'm going to be blunt here. Republican voters are tired of the fact that they elect Republican majorities by overwhelming margins. They elect a Republican governor that signs bills that are passed by overwhelming margins in the legislature, only to see partisan judges and partisan courts veto those bills," end quote. To which we say, amen. At this point, there are at least 27 bills dealing with all aspects of judicial reform. This promises to be an exciting year at both the state and federal levels, and through this daily broadcast, we promise to keep you up to date and informed. In addition to reporting on specific pieces of legislation, we'll take you behind the scenes to the inner workings of the legislature and introduce you to the players that make it happen. Our team is in the Capitol every day and will take you along with us clear to the end of the session in late April. It promises to be a wild ride, so buckle up and let's get going. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.